我还没有那么老哈。
Don't call me uncle.
弟兄姐妹大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
那么这样，这个今天呢，我在这个地方，在地方，嘉诚叫我来做个见证。
Timothy requested that I gave my testimony to you.
经过祷告以后，我现在带着一个惶恐谦卑的心，来跟大家做一下我的自己的分享。
So here I stand after prayer with a trembling and fearful heart.
这一次过前几天呢，我们 Thanksgiving 的时候呢，我们几家人呢一行浩浩荡荡，有二十几个人呢到外面去玩。
A few days ago, several 20 some of us, the whole family went to somewhere for a family reunion.
一般呢，出去玩的时候找路是一件不容易的事情。
Usually it's really hard to find your destination if you've never been there before.
但是很幸运的，我们靠着那个车上的导航系统，我们很顺利一下就找到了那个旅馆。
But thank God for the GPS that's installed in my car, we got to the hotel without any trouble.
我常常在想如果我们一生里面，我们在生命整个寻求的过程中间，也有一个那样子的一个导航系统，那有多好。
I oftentimes hope that there is a global positioning system in my life that to find the destination of my life, that would be really nice.
我就常在想，我这一生不断的在这样的寻求这整个过程中间，我的那个导航系统是什么
？Well, throughout my life's journey, in my quest, I oftentimes wonder what is that GPS in my life.
因为我这一生呢跟许多人一样，不断的在寻求、追寻着一些什么样的东西。
Not different from any of you, I oftentimes wonder what is the meaning of my life, and I'm constantly seeking.
可是呢，现在到这个年纪，几近半百呢，我现在回想一件，常常在问我自己一件事情。
And half a century has passed by, I'm still asking myself the question.
我自己在追寻什么
？What am I seeking after?
我找到了没有
？Have I found it?
我找到的是什么东西
？What have I found?
所以我今天就跟大家来分享一下我这一段的心理过程。
So I would like to share my heart's journey with you this morning.
我从小出生是在那个台湾的南部呢一个海港城市叫高雄。
I was born in 高雄 which is the south point of the island of Taiwan.
我在那地方长大，然后直到初中高中一直都在那个地方成长。
I was raised there and I went through my high school years.
说真的呢，我这个人从小呢就不是很聪明。
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not really that smart.
那么读起书来呢，我往往不如人。
And I always have a hard time studying.
所以呢，我经常常在那边读哦，他们很用心在读，可是那些数学公式我从来就是看不懂。
Even though I thought I was very studious, but I could never figure out those math formulas.
我越认真的看呢，他越觉得奇怪。
It seems like the more I try, the harder they become in front of me.
所以呢，那因为我家里人是做五金生意的。
And my family run a certain grocery metal grocery parts store.
就像那 hardware store 一样。
A hardware store.
那父母他们也忙，然后你知道在日本时代的时候台湾人在那边要受个好的教育不容易。
And my parents are very busy making a living. It's hard to have a decent education in Taiwan.
所以他说真的，他们想帮我也帮不上忙。
So even though they wanted to help me, but they really couldn't.
所以呢，我们那时候要考小学考初中，初中还要再考高中。
And we all have to go through joint entrance exam every time we want to advance into either high school, college, etc.
对，所以千红要看到我，他会觉得很欣慰。
I think Joseph will be glad to hear about my story.
我初中的时候考高中了就没考上。
And I also didn't make it when I was trying to make to pass the joint entrance exam to go to high school.
所以后来我就去读了那个五年制专科学校。
And so I had to study at certain subsidiary college.
有点像卡内利college一样哈那种哈。那毕业完以后，台湾需要当兵，那我当兵完以后回来，我就在一个工厂里边做工。
And then I was enlisted in the military service, and then I joined the factory and worked there.
那么台湾话就是做黑手的。
And I was a blue collar laborer.
因为黑手的那个是每天在工厂里面，你做的是那个乌烟瘴气的，然后手弄得脏兮兮的，然后社会上也大概没人瞧得起你就对了。
And I was pretty much at the bottom of the totem pole in the socioeconomic status.
所以那个那在工厂里面你也知道那个时候每天就是三字经不离口。
And I learned to cuss all day through.
然后抽烟啊喝酒啊那些都是平常事情。
I also pick up some bad habit like smoking and drinking.
就感觉上好像没不对因为大家都这样做嘛。
And everybody was like that, so I felt nothing wrong about it.
那在那样做了大概一年多以后呢
After a year or so,
有一次我们在工厂里边大家打群架大打出手。
One time we had a group fight in the factory.
那我打起来是比人行因为我学过跆拳道我还是空黑带的你知道吗
Because I'm a black belt in Taekwondo, so I really gave it to them.
但是后来想一想实在这样我人生就是这样子吗
And then I wondered, like, what is life about? Is this all there is?
后来我就想说我也想要重新来过。
So I decided I want to start over.
所以我跟我妈妈说那我就到台北去那时候我们在高雄所有的好的学校都在台北那么南部大概除了这个南成功大学以外大概也没什么好学校。
So I left Kaohsiung to go to Taipei where most of the good colleges are at.
所以呢我就有一天清晨我妈妈就给了5000块台币大概美金100多块吧。
One early morning, I collected about $100 US and went up to Taipei.
他就送我到火车站我就离开妈妈我就到台北去了。
And my mom see me off at the train station and there I went.
在台北的时候呢我白天就在那个铁工厂打工。
So during the day, I still work in a factory.
我那时候做的那个搬运那个铁板你知道那个铁板的四角很裂很利齁那个手常是割的一丝一丝流血不断的那种。
Oftentimes, my job is to carry or move around this heavy sheet of metal, and oftentimes will cut into my palms.
然后有一次，有后来我就转到一个另外工厂，他是做那个大理石磨石机的那个装配工人。
And then I got another job, and I was working in a marble factory where I was doing a lot of the refining work.
那你知道搬运那个东西有时候很危险，因为很重，你知道。有一次呢那个大的铸铁块齁就夹到我大拇指齁差点把手指都给夹断了。
Marbles are real heavy to carry around and one time I got my finger, my thumb jammed into the machine and almost cut it off.
所以你看我现在大拇指里面那个痕迹都还在。
And I still have some marks on my thumb today.
所以晚上呢我就去补习。
Evening I would go to all the crash courses.
那住的地方呢我一个朋友他有个公司我就在他那个公司的地板上就这样住晚上就在那边睡觉。
And I just crashed in with one of my friends and slept on his floor all the time.
后来我就这样读了一年我也很幸运我就考上了现在一个叫做那个国立台湾工业技术大学的。
After a year of a life like that, I finally was able to pass the joint entrance exam and made it into a technology college.
你也知道我真不是很会读书所以那次我是以倒数第二名吊车尾吊上去的。
And I just barely made it, so you guys all know I'm really not a study material.
所以在那边毕业完以后那么我工作在龙潭工作了2年以后呢我又跟着大家是迷迷糊糊就想说那我就到美国大家都到美国读研究所嘛那我就说好那我也到美国来读研究所。
After I graduate from college, I worked 2 years in a certain suburban city, and then I decided to come to the States for a graduate study.
那你也知道反正我这个人读书反正因为我基础很差就对了。
I think by now you guys know that study is really not my forte.
所以我那2年读那研究所读得很辛苦。
And I was having the hardest time in the graduate school.
但是我这个人呢虽然聪明才智不如人我有一个长处。
Even though I'm not that smart compared to you guys, but you know, I do have certain strengths.
我的毅力跟耐力非常好。
I'm a man with great perseverance and patience.
别人读一次不读会了我读10次我也要把它读会。
Maybe you guys all you have to do is thumb through it once and you can get it and I can read it 10 times and eventually I'll get there too.
所以你像就像那个跑步一样赛跑一样我短跑我永远输人。
It's like I'm never in the top when it comes to sprinting.
但是呢，我参加过几次马拉松比赛呢，我要不是第一就是第二名。
But I bet you I can beat you in marathon, and I usually make it the top two when it comes to marathon race.
所以就这样子的那个后来我在那个在我就到美国那个德州那个大学呢，我读就这样混过读完了我的那个研究所。
And I kind of I made it through my graduate school.
完了以后就那个，对，我就在达拉斯那附近呢，就找到一个工作。
And I found a job in Dallas.
然后你知道，我们那个时候反正大家都是需要一边工作一边申请绿卡。
And I was also applying for my permanent residency.
然后也不是太顺利就是了。那有一次他会被他那个退回，那我就再重新申诉。
Unfortunately, my application was rejected, so I had to appeal.
那反正屋漏偏逢连夜雨嘛，那公司也把我 lay off.
And when it rains, it pours, because I was also laid off from my company.
所以那个时候想一想，那个打击很大。所以后来我就想说，到北边那个密西根底特律那有很多汽车公司哦，人家跟我说我们学机械那边工作蛮多的，应该可以找到。
And so.I was really devastated, and then some people suggested I go to Detroit because I'm a mechanical engineering major, and they said there might be more job opportunity there.
所以呢，我就开了车子叮咚咚的那个就开到底特律那边去找工作。
So I drove my car all the way up to Detroit.
很不顺利。
Unfortunately, that wasn't easy either.
几个月下来，连一个 interview 都没有。
I couldn't even get one single interview after several months of applying for them.
我现在可以笑得出来，我那时候都哭都哭不出来。
You know, I don't know who I can turn to shed my tears.
所以有一天下午的时候，我实在是绝望到了极点。
And so one afternoon, out of my total devastation,
我就那个时候，我记得我在德州读书的时候呢，我就想到了的主耶稣。
And I remembered when I was in Texas, there was one time I thought about Jesus.
那我从小呢，那时候我已经信主了。那我信主的过程呢，就跟我读书一样，也是曲曲折折的。
Even though I heard about Jesus and believed in him when I was still very young, but my whole Christian walk is just like how my study life has been like. It's full of troubles and it's quite a windy road.
小时候呢，曾经有人就是我们邻居有人要到我家来叫我去教会，那我总是想尽各种办法，就是逃避，就是不去。
I had a neighbor that was Christian, and they oftentimes would come and invite me, and I would find every excuse there is under the sun to avoid them.
那我在读研究所的时候呢，也有同学呢要劝我信耶稣，那佳琪就知道我这个人呢，如果我不想做的事情呢，你是没办法叫我做的。
And then when I was in graduate school, I also had some Christian classmates. They all invited me, but you know, since I'm not interested, so I always turned them down.
那我姓吕，对不对？那我个性就跟驴子一样。
Well, you know, my last name is Lu. In Chinese, it sounds the same as a donkey, and I'm very stubborn like a donkey.
那反正那个就是非常固执就对了。然后可是呢，我在德州读研究所的时候呢，那么有一群那个大学生那个美国的团契哦，他常会邀请我们这些然后招待我们这些外国学生。
And when I was in college, there was a group of Christian fellowship like Campus Crusade, and they oftentimes invite the foreign students to come and join them.
所以我那时候对基督徒的印象就开始有一点认识。
And that's my beginning of really getting to know some Christians.
那后来呢，对我影响很大，是一对那个我的 host family， 就是一对美国那个退休的医生的老夫妻。
And then I had a host family who are American retired physicians.
他们对我们很好，我一直不知道他为什么会对我们那么好。
They were really, really kind and loving towards me, and I didn't understand why.
我到现在还记得我第一次的那个感恩节哈。
I remember my first Thanksgiving spent in the States.
就是在他家讲，就度过。
It was spent in their house.
那天晚上我们吃完晚饭以后，吃完感恩节晚饭以后，就我们就来装饰那个圣诞树。
After we finished the Thanksgiving feast, then we all gathered around the tree to decorate the Christmas tree.
所以我觉得那是觉得特别特别的温暖。
And I felt so warm and at home in their house.
我到现在还是记忆犹新。
Up to this day, whenever I think about it, it brings warm feelings to my heart.
所以后来我就愿意去教会，然后在1986年过了30年以后就愿意信主。
And because of them, I began to attend church services, and 3-4 years after that, I was baptized.
所以在那一个在我在密西根那一段时间以后，我就突然又想到了主耶稣。
So therefore, when I was alone in Detroit, and I suddenly remembered this friend, Jesus.
所以那个时候在那个绝望灰心之下呢，我一下子不晓得，全身无力，我就脚软，我就跪了下去。
In my total despair, I found myself kneeling down.
然后嘴巴喊了一声，哦，耶稣。
And crying out, oh, Jesus.
很奇妙的，就在那个同那个刹那的时间，我电话响。
And marvelously at that very split second, I heard my phone ring.
那个电话里面叫我去第一个 interview.
And it was somebody calling me to go for a job interview.
那个电话给我一个很深的一个感觉，是有点像一种那种绝处逢生的那种感觉。
And that phone call came at the end of myself.
好像说即使是生命在最绝望在最困难的时候呢，好像就是有那么一个希望在那个地方。
As if when I come to the end of myself, suddenly there's the beginning of God, there's hope.
所以呢，往后我人生也走过很多曲曲折折困难的时候呢，我总是会想到那通电话。
After that, whenever I encounter difficulty in my life, I always remember that particular phone call.
后来感谢主，那个我的那个petition， 我的那个申诉呢通过了，然后德州那边通知我说我的绿卡可以过了。
And then thank God my petition for permanent residency was granted and I was notified that I could receive my green card.
所以那公司就我又回去那个公司上班了。
And so I was able to go back to the company at work.
所以我叮叮咚咚又开了我车子又回达拉斯去了。
And so there I went in my old clunker all the way back to Texas.
那过了几个月呢，我那个时候在有一家就福特公司呢从底特律打电话给我。
And then a few months later, suddenly I heard received a phone call from a company in Detroit.
那福特汽车公司呢，那时候我去有一个 interview， 那么几个月以后他们决定要雇用我做临时的雇工，就是像 contract engineer 一样。
And as I have applied for a job interview at General Motors and several months later they decided to hire me Ford.
所以那个我就在福特，那我就那个时候我觉得是一个我就觉得不错，那我所以又叮叮咚咚的我又开了我车子又回到密西根 Detroit。
Because I really like that job offer in Ford, so here I went again for the third time with my car up to Detroit.
然后在福特我努力工作呢，那很快他们就升我做正式员工，我就在那边做了差不多四年的时间。
And I was originally on probation and then I became a formally hired and I worked there for 4 years.
四年以后呢，我转到那个通用汽车公司呢，那时候他们给我比较多的加薪水，我想Why not? 我就到通用汽车去上班了。
And then I transferred over to General Motors with a promotion raising salary as well.
在那边的那个工作就像我们前弟兄讲的，我就很喜欢提他，他很可爱。然后我们前弟兄讲的他不是那个工作就是像那种事少钱多离家近的那种工作，是吧？
And the way to describe my job at General Motors, I would like to quote the famous saying from Joseph that it was a job that with a lot of pay and hardly anything to do and it's also very close to home.
最大的问题啊，只有一个问题。
Except for one problem.
太闲了。
It's just literally there's hardly anything to do.
闲得发慌，那我做了九年一点成就都没有。
And I was bored out of my mind. After 9 years, I don't feel I have accomplished anything.
那时候闲得难过呢，说白天很痛苦，我每天看着那个表那个过不了下去，后来我干脆就去读了一个那个管理学位。
And because I was so bored, I finally decided I was going to go pick up another degree, so I studied for management.
所以白天的时候反正没事嘛，我在那边读书也没人管，然后我去找我老板说，哎，我最近很闲哦，没有工作，你给我一点。他说你现在做得很好，你继续努力做。
And so because you know, my job is so easy, so I studied for my school during my day hours, and I went to see my supervisor and said, you know, I really don't have anything to do. Give me something to do. And he said, oh, you're doing just fine. Keep it up.
所以呢, 9年下来, 我实在是, 后来我觉得这样下去实在是没有什么意思。 那我也很向往那个加州那个美好的阳光跟那个很好吃的中国食物。
And after 9 years of sheer boredom, I really felt like I am headed for nowhere. And then I really begin to miss the beautiful sunshine, the California, and also all this Chinese gourmet food.
所以呢, 我就, 辞去GM的工作, 然后4年多前我们就全家就搬到那个, 洛杉矶来。
So 4 years ago, I decided to quit my job at GM and moved to California.
那, 我后来就在一家那个, 电脑公司上班。
And I began to work at a computer company.
那, 那薪水比较少, 福利也比较差, 那工作分量也多很多。
With a lower pay, a much heavier job, and not as good benefit.
可是我干得很起劲。
And yet I was quite happy.
可是因为新的工作，新的领域，我不断要学新的东西，总是觉得压力非常非常大。
And because it was a new field for me, so I felt that my life was quite stressful.
所以一年不到，我就得了胃溃疡。
And so within 1 year, I developed ulcer.
过了几个月，我又出了一个意外，那个小肠套到大肠里面的肠套结呢，我又动了一个大手术。
And a few months later, I found out that I have a gastrointestinal system obstruction that I had to undergo a major surgery.
那一次差点小命没有了，大家都很多人都知道。I
almost died, as you are quite familiar with that.
尤其是那次复原的时候呢，非常不顺利，我一直流血不止，所以就在加护病房多待了10天。
And also, I was having a very hard time with recuperating, and I had to stay in ICU for quite a few days.
那后来我就感谢主，就是保住小命，我就回家休养了差不多一个月。
And after that, I stayed at home and for recovery for about a month.
在那一段复原期间里面呢，我比较多时间，那所以早上的时候我就开始试着去读经，那我祷告。
During that period of time, I begin to try to spend some time in morning devotion, study the Bible, and have some prayer.
然后我也多读一些属灵的书籍，那时候过得蛮快乐的。And
also, I picked up some Christian literature, and I was quite happy.
我突然 在那段时间，我一个很深的一个感触。
And then I had this feeling during those days.
从1986年到去年那前几年呢，大概有十几年时间呢，我也做了十几年的挂名的基督徒。
Ever since 1986, I'm this nominal Christian that is in name only.
那我的就是每一天每个礼拜就是礼拜天到教会去做礼拜，所以那时候我就是典型的那种。 礼拜天的基督徒。
And I am your typical Sunday Christian that attend service on Sundays only.
可是在那段时间里面呢，我就觉得说，好像我有一个非常说不出来的内容的喜乐呢，还有那个平安哈，就在那段时间有特别的一个感受。
Yet during those recovering days, for some reason, I have this unspeakable peace and joy that's within me.
我才发现说，原来我离基督徒。 我离基督太远，我真的没有真的是真正的去亲近他。
And that was the time I realized I'm really quite far from Jesus because I never took the time to draw near to him.
回想啊，所以过大概差不多1年多前呢，那么我们就从那个 St. Gabriel 那个教会啊，到我们这个教会来跟大家一起聚会。
And about a year ago, I decided to join the St. Gabriel Christian Assembly East Church.
在这个教会里面呢，那我也试着去做一些服事，然后感觉上就是好像我的这个生命里面就开始有了一个比较大的一个转变。And
as I become more involved in the church services, I felt like there's a change in my Christian life as well.
所以我虽然去年那么在九月的时候，失去了工作，然后在今年1月呢，又找到一个新的工作以后呢，我在工作上面就觉得越来越顺手，然后做得越来越快乐。Even
though I lost my job last September, and by this January, I was able to get hired again, and I really enjoy my new job.
回想过去这几十年来里面
In retrospect, the past several decades,
我不断的在追寻
As I continue to seek after something,
虽然我这个人比较笨资质不如人
Even though I'm not as smart as some of you are,
但是呢靠着努力呢跟毅力呢我也有一些小小的突破也小小的成功。
But as long as I put the efforts in, I have also accomplished something and quite a few things to brag about.
可是呢回想过来我到底在追寻的是什么样的东西我又寻求到了什么。
As I look back, I begin to wonder, what was I seeking after and what have I found?
想想我曾经不满我当时的生活所以我的那种过着糜烂的生活呢，所以我就离开家里边，告别母亲，到台北去寻找一个新的生活啊，去求一个学位。
For example, because of my dissatisfaction in my very simple and not rewarding life, I decided to leave my mom behind and go up north to seek for a higher education.
我也为了要寻求一份新的生活，一度重洋到美国来。
And then after that, in seeking of a better life, I went all the way from Taiwan to the United States.
我也要寻求一个安定的生活，我也申请绿卡，也得到美国身份。
And then in pursuit of a permanent residency and more stable life, I have also got a job and obtained my green card.
可是在过去这一年多在基督徒的生活里边，我才突然发现
And then I suddenly realized in my Christian walk throughout those years,
如果今天死去以后
if I
should 哪一样东西我可以带走
today, what is there that I can take with me?
我得到的喜悦是什么
And what is the joy that I could keep within?
拿到的学位不过是上台去领毕业证书那一刹那的光彩
And every degree I received only felt good at the moment when I get that diploma from the chancellor.
我从台湾做工厂的 Ochoa 到美国第一大公司里边做后来也升了小官做了那个 project manager 可是呢我工作里边也没有满足啊
and I never really found satisfaction in work either whether I was a blue collar laborer in the factory or as a project manager in a big company
所以原来我才警觉到我所追寻的东西都是一些短暂随时可以不见的失去的一些东西
And I finally came to the realization that all the things I sought after in the past were but temporal and they passed away
就在过去这一年多以来我慢慢找到了原来生命里边还有一些比较长久一些永远的东西
In the past year or so I begin to realize that I need to seek after something that is lasting and eternal
这个东西原来就是在我们的主耶稣基督里面。
And I found it in Jesus Christ.
所以我就可以轻看我自己的一些小小的脸皮跟一些莫名的骄傲。
And therefore I was able to pass all my little arrogance and pride.
我也很不怕羞耻的在这边跟你们讲我自己有多笨。
And shamelessly I stand here before you and tell you how stupid I have been.
我也跟你分享我很多生命里边的失败跟一些挫折。
And as I have divulged with you about all my failures and frustrations in my life's journey,
实在是因为我知道我没什么好羞耻，因为我在主耶稣里边，我找到一个永远可以接受我的人。
It's because I've found somebody who is willing to accept me unconditionally, and that is Jesus Christ.
我一生。跟许多人一样在寻求一个真正的爱
and, undifferent from anybody else I always sought after love in my whole life
我也很惭愧我自己知道我自己不懂得怎么样去爱人
and I am ashamed to say that I really don't know what love is about
可是我不知道我如何 去改变我自己变得去爱人
and yet I don't know how to change myself so I can love people more
我也很不喜欢我自己那些固执、无知跟骄傲。
Neither do I take pride in my own arrogance and my stubbornness.
可是我有没有改变我这个生命的一个办法
？However, I feel very helpless in changing myself to be better.
我越想去爱人， 越不懂得爱人，我就越失望。
The more I want to love somebody, the more I found that I come short, and the more disappointed I became.
我越想让自己啊去学习，不要骄傲，我没办法做得到，我就更难过。
And the more I try to humble myself, the more I realize how proud I am, and I became very frustrated.
同样的，也是在主耶稣基督里边，我找到了答案。
And by the same token, I finally found the answer, and that was again in Jesus Christ.
因为我发现，在圣经里边的教导里边说，主耶稣他永远的爱我。
Because throughout the Bible, it shows us how much Jesus loves us.
因为既然要找爱，就找爱的例子跟爱的源头。
And if I want to pursue love, let me go to the source of love.
那我找到那个源头，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is again Jesus Christ.
我要在生命里边，我不看重那个短暂可以失去的东西，而去注重那永久的东西。
And now I strive not to set my mind on things that's temporal and that will flee away, but pay attention to what's eternal and lasting.
因为我在圣经里边也找到，原来我们生命里边。不是我们死后是一个茫茫的无知，而是死后可以一个永生。
And because now I have also realized from the teachings of the Bible that after I die, there is eternity.
所以我就不用再担心，我明天我先下午坐飞机去出差，我飞机掉下去会怎么样？
And therefore, I do not worry anymore. For instance, if I go on business trip and the plane should crash, and what would happen to me?
事实上，我从来不担心那个东西，因为我知道。我死后以后我要去哪里，我有一个永生。
Because I now have full assurance that once I die, I still have eternal life and I know where I'll be headed for.
所以今天我很高兴有这个机会来这边跟大家 share 一下我生命里边的一些经历。
And I'm very glad to have this opportunity to share with you about my life's journey.
我也很确定的在跟你这边跟大家宣告，我已经找到了生命的确据。
And I proclaim once again with assurance that I have found the surety of life.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that lies in Jesus Christ.
谢谢大家给我这个机会跟大家分享。
Thank you for the opportunity of sharing with you.